We are on again. Robert Hickmont joins us, the trainer of Shabao. We spoke to Rob last week on our outside broadcast at Caulfield, and I got the feeling he was pretty confident already a week out. I wonder how he is today. How are you, Rob?
Good, thanks, Michael. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm very well, mate. How's your boy? Has he had a good week?
He has, yeah. Look, he's come through that little niggle he had before Caulfield 2 weeks ago, and hasn't had an issue since, so it's a good sign. And his work, subsequent work's been terrific, so yeah, looking forward to tomorrow.
Rob, Mick Sharkey here. 6 weeks between runs for Shabao, but given your training history, it's not new territory for you. You're used to getting these European stays and giving them a spaced preparation.
Yeah, spot on, Shark. It's something that obviously they do over Germany as well, and yeah, I've got no problems with that. The horses, we've been lucky to have a facility out there at Sandown, so we could take him out there for some good maintenance gallops, and yeah, it's probably his first preparation too. You don't need to go to the well too many times, and I'm sure this horse will gain his good turn of foot that he showed in his first up run.
Is he a horse that needs to settle and find his feet? Because we saw him get back at his first Aussie start. You've drawn a nice barrier four. Would there be any inclination to be a bit closer tomorrow?
Yeah, look, we'll let the horse tell us, but, you know, he jumped very well the other day. Probably, you know, short market, I just let him slide up. He would have been in the first four, but just from that wide gate and the big weight he had there, the imposter 60 kilos, we elected to go back a little. So I'm sure if he jumps with him tomorrow, he could sit, you know, 1-1, or, you know, in that first five for sure, without any undue pressure applied to him.
And how much has he improved since his first Aussie run?
Well, it was that's a $64,000 question, isn't it? It's a I think off his first run, I was not in middle no man's land, but he was such a hard horse to gauge because of his post wind recovery. We'd never touched him in any of his gallops. You know, we knew we'd done enough work to get the 2,000 first up, but you know, we had a small blow after his gallop, which said to me that he's probably 80% fit during that run, and obviously 6 weeks of subsequent works. Got him a bit tighter, looks tighter in the muscle tone, and you know, he's such a clean winded horse that all his gallops since have been terrific, and yeah, I'm sure he's improved.
Do you think
after another couple of lengths?
Do you think he's $1.85 pop tomorrow?
Obviously, the support's come for him, as I said, $3.40 into $1.85, which didn't last long, and yeah, he probably. You know, I think that horse, Paul Prussman, is he's got a bit of X factor about him, that horse. I think he's a pretty smart horse in the making. And, you know, he's got to step up in grade and step up in trip. But, you know, he's three wide without cover there at Mooney Valley and finished off in the style of a good horse. I think he's going to be very hard to beat. And the top weight hangman's obviously shown good ability since coming from overseas. And although we've got a couple of kilos off him, that'll be in our favour. And, you know, while Prince Ziggy's flying, he's just a and old horse with Jamie down there, and he's doing a good job. So it won't be an easy task, but I think he'll be up to it.
Good on you, Rob. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot, Mick Sharkey.
He's understated but confident. Is he a $1.85 chance, Shark?
No, but keep backing him because I'll just get a better price on Hangman, and he's the best of the day for
you're
me.
A Hangman?
Yep.
Best of the day?
Best of the day, Hangman.
58 kilos, barrier two.
Yeah, he's only got to give Shabao half a kilo. This is a glorified benchmark 78.
So you don't, you're talking all these horses down. You don't.
No, I'm just saying that Shabao won a benchmark 70 last time. Hangman ran in a 78. He is the highest rated horse in this field with 77. I know it's a benchmark 84, but it's not really. Those three horses that Rob mentioned, Hangman, Shabao, and Surprise Baby, all have potential to go to better grades, and I would much rather take $4.40 plus about a horse that I've seen half a dozen times and that is still improving and who I think was only beaten by a pedestrian tempo and a very, very good ride on a stakes-winning horse, All Too Hoying, last time. His closing sectionals were excellent. I think he ran the fastest last 600 and 400 of the entire meeting, Hangman. He is a great bet at Flemington tomorrow.
Where's he going to get to from barrier two? And what's the tempo going to be like?
Tempo should be all right. I've got 11 Ayers Rock, probably leading Silence the Stars. Prince Ziggy will be handy enough. We've seen Hangman settle midfield over longer distances. I don't think he has to go back to last by any stretch. I think he'll be in the second half of the field, probably with Chabal. They'll probably make their runs together and we might find out who's the best horse.
Mm. All right, Sharky, best of the day. Hangman.
Tremendous value.
Taking on the odds tremendous on Pop Chabal. Is Surprise Baby the only other chance?
Yep.
Nice race for Trifecta First Fours?
Yeah, I probably would play a little Trifecta along those three, box them up and have a few units on it. I can't believe Chabal, $1.85. We've seen it once. We've seen it once.
Well, they're talking
I love
Melbourne
an import
Cups.
As much as... Talking Melbourne Cups. It won a benchmark 70.
That's
right?
What the long-term goal is.
Yeah, of course it is. That's why they bought it. But you can't say the horse is a Melbourne Cup on track for the Melbourne. It won a benchmark 70. Talk to me when it wins a stakes race. I say that about any of these. Oh, well, this is our goal. Of course it's our goal. That's what you bought it for. But you have to go through the grades and prove you're of that standard. It's under the odds. Really nice horse. And well bought by Suman Hedge. Very well bought.
The international man of mystery, Mick Sharkey, is potting the Chabal.
Under the odds. Unders. So far unders. He may well win, and that's great. And good luck to them. But he is unders.
All right. There we go. It's all there for posterity.
See if I can light Twitter up.
Hangman, best of the day.
9:20 on a Friday morning.
He said he's basically a camel. So, no, he's not. He's a nice horse.
I did not say that.
Let's have a look at race number three. And it'll be interesting to see what Chauffeur does because he blew them away first up. He's had more stables than most people have had hot dinners. He's now with the Hayes camp and Order of Command. Interesting to see what the market is doing with it, Trent.
Well, this is an open race, Michael, but the main support has been for the favourite Order of Command, who has tightened from $4.60 into $4 since the fields were released on Wednesday. Astico has been just a touch easy in the betting from $4.60 to $5. Enigman, just a firmer from $8.50 into $7, has had the second most support behind Order of Command. Intuition, pretty solid at $7. Chauffeur has actually been a drifter in the betting from $7.50 to $8.50. That's the last of the gallopers in single figures. Sam's Image is the best of the others there at $13. But a relatively open race, the third, but Order of Command has shortened from $4.60 into a $4 favourite.
Chauffeur jumps 7 kilos when he gave Order of Command Windburn through their last run. Do you forgive Order of Command? He didn't have the best passage. He was drawn on the inside. He's drawn out a bit wider, which I think will suit him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Which way are you going?
Well, again, there's a horse, Order of Command, who was racking up wins in benchmark 80 and 84 grade, went to an open handicap and was beaten. So, you know, he's got to prove that he's up to this sort of standard because this is a strong race. Like, there are some horses here with stakes class form. It's one of the trickier races on the day, in my opinion, to sort out. I don't think there's hectic speed. Mystico will go forward. Princeton Spirit will go forward. Sam's Image will go forward. They're not going to really rip along. So, you know, with those straight races where they run in a bit of a clump, I think that's what we're going to see here. I have no firm opinion on the race. I'm interested to see what Chauffeur can do. We've only seen him, well, we saw him once with Darren Weir, and he was back to his best or near enough, certainly showing all the right signs. But now he's got a new stable and 4 weeks between runs. So what do you make of that? On last week's Weir relocation form, you'd say there's no issue. But each horse is different. So he would probably be my top pick, but I won't be betting in this race.
Gee, they've done a big job with Mystico.
Oh, fantastic. Trevor Rogers should be applauded. But again, very good placement. Very, very, very good placement. From a benchmark 64 to another 64 to a 78, well ridden by Chelsea Hall on all occasions. But he's been very well placed, this horse. This is his toughest test. Hopefully, it'll be great. It'd be a great result on a Group 1 race day for a small stable like that to get a win. Doesn't matter if it's in the benchmark 90 sprint. It's a big deal.
All right. So you're going to be with Order of Command, but you couldn't have a
I'll
bet.
Be with Chauffeur, but
Chauffeur,
wouldn't bet in the race. No.
All right. That is the third from Flemington. We're going to take a break. More to come on the other side of this as we continue to look at the big Flemington meeting. Not too far away, the Quaddy.